The UC Climate Solutions Channel, an online hub for the latest research and best practices from the University of California to address the impacts of climate change. See how you can help at uctv.tv/climatesolutions.
Imagine a world where the amount of rainfall is reduced and the atmosphere is warmer, especially in some of the most populated parts of the planet. This could be the reality with unregulated black carbon emissions. Black carbon is the soot byproduct of incomplete combustion of biomass and biofuels, coal-fired power plants, and diesel engines. On the health front, 2 million premature deaths per year are attributed to black carbon. Black carbon is studied by scientists because of its unique properties, in that it's the single most absorptive of sunlight of all the aerosol species, and it's the second greatest driver of anthropogenic warming. In a clean environment without black carbon pollution, naturally occurring aerosols in the atmosphere reflect and transmit solar radiation. However, in a polluted environment, black carbon in the atmosphere absorbs solar radiation, which warms the atmosphere aloft and reduces the amount of solar radiation that reaches the surface, slightly cooling the surface. Additionally, black carbon can interfere with cloud formation and also precipitation generation.
Thus far, the effects of black carbon, specifically for the Western United States, has not been studied. So we don't know whether the changes to temperature or the changes to cloud is more important for our drought-stricken region. So at UCLA, we've improved on a state-of-the-art weather forecast model to specifically study the effects of black carbon. And in doing so, we found that the changes to temperature far exceeds any changes to cloud. And this temperature change is interesting because of the warming aloft and the cooling below. And this cooling below, coupled with this warming aloft, actually works to stabilize our atmosphere. The stability is not a good thing. The stability works to reduce precipitation. Additionally, the stability reduces the amount of vertical circulation that allows our atmosphere to ventilate, essentially working to trap in black carbon emissions that's emitted at the surface, exacerbating health effects and precipitation impacts.
Our research of black carbon effects in the Western United States serve as a testbed for understanding impacts of black carbon at the global scale. This research indicates that effects of black carbon are likely to be greatest in regions that heavily rely on inefficient cook stoves or in regions of the world that currently have no black carbon emissions regulations. This research highlights not only the health, but also the environmental benefits that could be achieved through both a black carbon cap and trade system or innovative clean energy technology.
Thank you so much. That's really fascinating research, and especially in California. I mean, my understanding is, you know, our drought is not only caused by the reduction in precipitation, but also increased temperatures. Because even if we have precipitation, if we don't have the snowpack, that's going to lead to the depletion of the aqueducts and the reservoirs. Is that some of the findings that you've seen?
I think certainly it's a concert of many things with the drought in Western United States, not only just black carbon, but also and temperature change. I think it's a concert of many factors.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, you know, with black carbon, it also not only has global effects, but also individual effects. You know, when you think about, I lived in Ethiopia growing up, and the people would have fires inside the tukuls, and it led to lots of health issues.
Respiratory problems.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations on your PhDs.
Thank you.